Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Surveillance and Surveillance Detection: A CIA Insider's Guide by John Kiriakou presents a practical, real-world look at how surveillance is conducted and how ordinary people can recognize and respond to it, drawing on the author's public background as a former CIA officer. The book frames surveillance as both a professional trade and a common tool used by governments, private investigators, corporations, and criminals. Rather than treating the topic as spy fiction, it emphasizes mindset, observation, and method, how surveillance teams plan, what they look for, and what patterns they inadvertently create. It also explores the ethics and legality that surround monitoring, including how easy it can be for a target to misread harmless coincidence as hostile tracking. The result is a guide intended to improve personal security awareness without encouraging paranoia. Readers can expect an approachable overview of terminology, common tactics, and practical countermeasures, with an emphasis on staying calm, documenting what matters, and making smart choices in daily routines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the surveillance mindset and mission. A central theme is that surveillance is not magic, it is a structured process driven by a mission. The book emphasizes that professional surveillance starts with objectives: identify routines, confirm associations, locate assets, or gather evidence that stands up to scrutiny. From that premise, it explains how teams think in terms of time, place, and pattern. Surveillance operators seek predictability because predictable targets are easier to follow, stage, and photograph. This focus on pattern also shapes what the target should pay attention to: repeated anomalies, consistent presence, and behavior that does not match the environment. The guide also highlights the difference between intelligence-style surveillance and investigative or criminal surveillance, noting how motivations affect risk tolerance and methods. That distinction matters for readers deciding whether a situation is likely benign, opportunistic, or organized. By framing surveillance as a discipline with constraints like manpower, cost, and exposure, the book helps readers replace vague fear with practical questions. Who would benefit? What would they need? And what resources would they realistically deploy? This mindset shift is foundational to effective detection and sensible responses. Secondly, common surveillance techniques and the patterns they create. The book breaks down common tactics used to maintain visual contact while minimizing detection. It discusses tailing methods on foot and by vehicle, including the use of spacing, handoffs, and positioning to keep a target in view without appearing obvious. It also considers stationary surveillance, where observers remain in a fixed location to watch an address, workplace, or meeting point. These approaches inevitably generate patterns: recurring vehicles, familiar faces, synchronized movements, or people lingering where they have no clear reason to be. The guide underscores that true professionals aim to avoid pattern, but operations still require coverage, communication, and line of sight, all of which can leak indicators. Readers are encouraged to notice context. Does a parked car have a logical reason to be there? Does a pedestrian match the flow of the crowd? Does a follower repeatedly appear after turns or delays? The book also points out how technology supports surveillance through cameras, phone metadata, and online traces, while reminding readers that many real outcomes still depend on physical observation. Understanding these techniques equips readers to spot the seams where surveillance becomes visible. Thirdly, practical surveillance detection routes and everyday testing. A major practical element is the idea of testing for surveillance in a controlled, safe way rather than reacting impulsively. The book introduces the logic behind surveillance detection routes, planned movements designed to reveal whether someone is following by forcing choices, delays, and transitions between environments. Examples include varied turns, entering and exiting public places, using time buffers, and shifting from pedestrian areas to vehicle routes, all while staying within legal and safe boundaries. The key is to create decision points where a follower must either reveal themselves by matching your unusual behavior or lose contact. The guide stresses that one data point is not enough. You look for repeated confirmations across multiple checkpoints. It also encourages disciplined note-taking: time, location, descriptions, and behaviors, which can later support a report to security personnel or law enforcement if appropriate. Importantly, it warns against escalating, such as confronting suspected followers or engaging in dangerous driving. Instead, it advocates calm verification, using public, well-lit spaces, and seeking assistance when needed. This approach helps readers develop situational awareness as a repeatable skill, not a one-time stunt. Fourthly, personal security habits that reduce exposure beyond detection. The book highlights preventative habits that make surveillance harder and reduce the value of collected information. It promotes routine management, varying predictable schedules, limiting unnecessary disclosures about where you will be, and avoiding habits that create easy choke points, such as always using the same parking spot or coffee stop. It also discusses the importance of knowing your environment, including entrances, exits, and areas with natural surveillance like busy lobbies or staff counters. Another focus is communication discipline, recognizing that many surveillance efforts are amplified by what targets publish or transmit. Tightening privacy settings, minimizing location sharing, and being cautious about public posts can reduce open source signals that help trackers plan. The guide also addresses boundary setting in professional and personal life, such as controlling access to contact information and being mindful about who knows routine travel details. These measures are positioned as practical risk management rather than secrecy for its own sake. By improving baseline security hygiene, readers can make themselves less attractive targets, reduce the time a watcher must spend to learn useful patterns, and increase the likelihood that any suspicious activity becomes detectable due to the extra effort required. Lastly, ethics, legality, and choosing the right response. The book does not treat surveillance detection as a license to play spy. It places strong emphasis on proportional, lawful responses and the psychological pitfalls that can arise when people believe they are being watched. Readers are encouraged to differentiate between discomfort and evidence, and to recognize how confirmation bias can turn normal coincidences into assumed threats. This section also addresses when to involve others, building management, corporate security, legal counsel, or law enforcement, depending on the situation and jurisdiction. The guide advocates documenting observations carefully and communicating clearly, focusing on objective facts rather than dramatic conclusions. It also suggests that the safest response is often to move to a controlled environment, increase witnesses, and reduce isolation, rather than attempting to outmaneuver a follower. Ethical considerations appear as well, including how surveillance can be abused and why defensive skills should be used to protect safety and privacy, and try not to evade legitimate investigation or enable wrongdoing. By framing response as a decision tree that weighs risk, evidence, and consequences, the book helps readers act thoughtfully. The goal is empowerment through clarity, avoiding both panic and reckless escalation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded understanding of surveillance without needing a technical or law enforcement background. Professionals in security, journalism, executive protection, corporate risk, and compliance can use it as a practical refresher on how watchers operate and where they make mistakes. It also fits everyday readers who travel frequently, have a public-facing role, are dealing with harassment concerns, or simply want stronger situational awareness. The benefit is not just learning tactics, but adopting a calmer decision-making framework. You learn how to look for patterns, how to test assumptions safely, and how to document observations in a way that supports getting help that can reduce anxiety while improving real safety outcomes. Compared with similar books that lean heavily into gadgetry or sensational stories, this guide stands out by emphasizing fundamentals, tradecraft logic, and practical habits that do not require specialized equipment. The author's publicly known intelligence background adds credibility to the operational perspective while keeping the advice applicable to civilian life. For readers seeking a clear, actionable introduction to surveillance detection, it offers strong value as a single focus purchase. If you would like to support John Kiriakou, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.